I have recently
one new dish and then torture your kids with it over and over and over again until they won't
eat it
again. That is the
most unfair thing you've ever said on the podcast. I have discovered the joy and art of making stir fry on the Blackstone.
That's your new dish, yeah.
I love it. It's fun. It's easy. And you will admit it right now. It's been delicious.
It has been edible, yeah. Like,
edible?
Well, okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Authors of Where Should We Camp Next? A 50-state guide to amazing campgrounds and other unique outdoor accommodations.
Almost 12 years ago, we bought a pop-up camper that changed our lives and introduced us to the joys of RV travel.
Join us now as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We will also keep you dialed in to the latest RV innovations from people in the know.
So pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. Today, we are here to help you conquer, defeat, triumph,
overcome
the winterization blues. Yeah. Because we, in the RV Atlas group on Facebook, we have seen the sad posts of you people injecting the pink drink of death into your rigs. And the holidays will bolster you for a little while. Mm-hmm. There'll be some happiness and joy, I hope, for all of you between now and January 1. But we know it's coming.
Yeah. The doldrums.
The doldrums, the RV doldrums. And we also know that some of you are listening going, oh, but I full time and I'm out in Arizona. Or I live in Florida and camping season's just starting now.
Or I'm in Texas. I don't. Or in Southern California.
We never stop RVing. Okay. We get it.
We
all right, people.
We hear it every year, but there's plenty of us that don't. Now, did you look back? What was the first year that we did?
2015.
Okay, so this is our sixth episode.
No, it's our seventh.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Our winterization blues episode.
Yeah, okay.
So we're going to offer you tips to help you soldier through the winter. Mm-hmm. And maybe you want to put this episode in your back pocket and listen to it again later after the holidays are over. Maybe you want to listen to it now. But we've got kind of a cool list of things to do, things to watch, things to listen to, things to purchase that are going to help you.
Jeremy's favorite way to conquer.
Help you get through the winter. So before we dive into the list of 12 things, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Thetford. Thetford makes going places easy by manufacturing top RV maintenance and sanitation products, and they've been doing it since 1963. Thetford's Aquamax holding tank treatments neutralize odors and accelerate waste digestion to prevent clumping, clogging, and tank residue, all at the same time. The Aquamax family is Bronopol and formaldehyde free, so it's campground friendly and California compliant. It's also proudly made in the USA. Thetford's family of Aquamax holding tank treatments have been extensively researched and treated safe for all RV and marine toilets, holding tanks, and septic systems. Aquamax is available in liquid toss-ins and drive packets in 7 different sizes and in spring shower scent and summer cypress scent. To find out more, head on over to thetford.com. All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. Now, in this type of winterization blues episode, a lot of times we're offering variations on things we've recommended over the years. Because I'm not just going to come on here and Stephanie's not just going to come on here and say, go outside and have campfires, right? But we're going to give you a spin on some of those things. So yes, go outside and have campfires.
Well, I would like to say that was my favorite, I think, winterization episode ever that we did. I mean, winterization blues episode ever that we did was the one where we talked about bringing the campground to the home. Like,
yes.
That was truly from my heart one of the biggest lessons that I learned after years of RVing was, okay, you can think about the things that you love when you're camping and RVing, and you can try to bring the spirit of those things home. And that was a very like big aha moment for me. And so this kind of falls into that category.
Well, I'm looking out a window right now into our backyard. I actually am. And there is a single chair.
So sad. You're going to like describe that scene because I think it looks sad.
So my solo stove Ranger, which is the really small one. Okay. There's a stack of firewood.
It's so sad.
And there's an S-wing fireside friend. And I've been going out there alone at night. And not because I'm in the doghouse, not because Stephanie's mad at me. Just as Stephanie really likes being cozy in her house at night.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm like, cool. Oh, it's 25 degrees out. It's time to go outside.
And no, because that's my second favorite winterization episode that we ever did was, I mean, Blues episode was the Hoogly. I'm okay with getting cozy. I don't need to go suffer outside in the cold.
I love going outside and lighting a fire. But here's the I didn't even really get to the tip yet. So I've been going out and having these little fires every night in my Ranger by myself. And I've been reading a book called The Little Book of Building Fires, How to Chop, Scrunch, Stack, and Light a Fire by Sally Coulthard at C-O-U-L-T-H-A-R-D. And I will link in the show notes. This is an adorable little book about how to make campfires and how to appreciate different types of wood and the different, you know, the smells that certain types of wood get, which types of wood are better for kindling. How does this type of wood burn? I've been reading this book outside at night my little solo stove Ranger, and it helps me.
How you let this stuff come out of your mouth, I don't even know. But yeah, people don't understand. We bought a house last year that needs to be completely renovated in the outside. It's still
our backyard
train wreck.
Is bizarre.
So it's not like that we have the outside so bizarre out there. So really it is like this concrete desert.
If you saw my little chair and my Ranger and my stack of
wood. It's the whole thing. It's not a normal backyard and the whole thing is really sad.
Okay. Well, you know, at this point people in our neighborhood know, oh, it's that camping guy.
Sitting outside by himself.
It's that guy that camps for a living. Okay. Number two. So I want you to go back to a podcast we did a few years ago. We did an episode on 7 awesome camping-related shows on Disney Plus. I stumbled across that episode flipping through our website. There are tons of great shows on that episode that are really fun to help you get through the winterization blues. There's Free Solo, Yellowstone Cubs, a miniseries called Wild Yellowstone, Mickey's Trailer, that famous Mickey Mouse cartoon that I love so much. A documentary called Into the Grand Canyon. An episode of The World According to Jeff Goldblum about RVing. And I'm going to add one that has nothing to do with camping at all. That Beatles documentary by Peter Jackson called Get Back is absolutely fascinating if you in any way like the Beatles.
Yeah.
This will help you get through the winterization blues.
8 hours of it will take you a while.
3 episodes, 8 hours. Lots of Beatles.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm only suggesting that for the Beatles fans out there. So that's my second tip for beating the winterization blues. Now, my third tip involves some camp cooking. I know a lot of you put away your camping griddles, Blackstone or otherwise, and store them in the RV for the winter, and you don't take them out till the spring. Well, first of all, I think that's a mistake because I think that they will probably rust and you'll pull them out in the spring and they'll be a nightmare. I also just think that you should keep cooking, keep improving your camp cooking skills. I have recently
add one new dish and then torture your kids with it over and over and over again until they won't eat it again.
Unfair thing you've ever said on the podcast. I have discovered the joy and art of making stir fry on the Blackstone.
That's your new dish, yeah.
I love it. It's fun. It's easy. And you will admit it right now. It's been delicious.
It has been edible. Yeah. Like,
edible. Well,
okay. So it's been good. It's been good. But the thing is that your other like things that you've learned to cook, honestly, we've had to suffer through like inedible stages.
The first time I did stir fry, it was really good.
But the first time you did stir fry, it was a good dinner. And all the boys were like, this is good.
So I want you to learn how to make stir fry if you don't make it already. And here's how you're going to learn. You're going to go to YouTube. You're going to watch videos by Todd Tobin, okay, both on his own Todd Tobin YouTube channel, and he has a show on the Blackstone Products YouTube channel called Let's Give It a Try. He has tons of short videos on making all of these variations of stir fry. Super easy, super fun, will help you beat the winterization blues, and keep it simple, campers, so that when spring rolls around –
it's
and you go to the
campground ready,
it's
right.
Campground transferable.
You now know what udon noodles are, huh?
I do.
I know that you did not know.
I know exactly
udon
where to get them at Walmart,
like
too.
A month ago.
You know, some of these cooking videos on YouTube, here's a secret. Some of these cooking videos on YouTube have like 20 ingredients.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not making that at the campground.
Like, right. They pretend like they're doing a camp recipe, but it's not really.
It's 20 ingredients.
Recipe. Nobody's going
to
do that.
Yeah. Where my brain goes is, what is the 6 to 8 ingredient version of your 20 ingredient recipe? Not just for stir fry, for everything. So practice the art of stir fry, and we'll all get together and make some stir fry at the campground this year.
What else have you been watching on YouTube?
I have never watched a lot of YouTube.
Well, now that's your new winterization blues.
I've discovered YouTube. Stephanie and I did 6 YouTube videos 2 years ago, some of which have 50,000, 60,000 views. We've never put up another YouTube video. It drives our camera guy, Sean, crazy because he filmed them and edited them. He's like, can't we do YouTube videos?
We hate YouTube.
We had 900 subscribers. Now we have almost 5,000 and we never even put videos on there. But anyway, I've discovered YouTube. Okay. I've been watching an RV centered cooking show. So it's on Blackstone's YouTube channel. So Blackstone Products on YouTube. They have a new cooking show called Destination Delicious. And the hosts are Spencer and Christy. They're super fun, super nice, super cute, super friendly. And they are doing sort of a travel / RV cooking show on their Blackstone. So it's real RV type recipes and also beautiful backgrounds. Like they're in Montana. There's footage of them hiking in Glacier National Park. So it's a true travel / cooking show.
And you feel the recipes are
approachable, accessible, and tasty. Okay. Like on the last episode I watched last night, I think they did pork tenderloin, and they did apples with cinnamon right on the griddle.
Okay. So here's my winterization blues challenge to you.
Okay.
I want to see one of the – you got to make one of the – you can't just stick in your stir fry because this is what you do. You're like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do
They did nachos on the Blackstone.
See, I'll eat
and
those.
And you like nachos.
Love nachos.
And the way they did the nachos, I think it made a lot of sense. Okay, so I'll do their nachos and I'll do a little spin. I'll make a little variation, Jeremy style.
Because if you watch the YouTube, you got to do – what the YouTube is doing. You can't be those people that spend hours and hours watching cooking shows.
I started making the stir fry.
Right, but you have to have a challenge for yourself for the winter. You can't be I'm going to make stir fry all winter. No.
I think I can. I already told you I'm making it tonight.
I know. I can see that in my future. But that's why I'm giving tonight you with this
steak.
Challenge.
I'm making stir fry with steak tonight. Okay. All right. We're going to come back in a second. We have 8 more tips for beating the winterization blues. We're done the Jeremy Camp cooking segment of the show. But first, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Campspot. Campspot is a free instant booking platform for camping across North America. Research and book the best campgrounds, RV parks, cabins, glamping destinations, and more. Whether it's last minute or for your epic road trip months away. Campspot lets you filter your search results by the type of getaway you want. Browse by location, price point, site type, amenities, and more. Campspot also offers premium inventory, real-time availability, and a lowest price guarantee so that you can find the best sites at the best campgrounds for the best prices. Plus, you can save your favorite campground finds for future trips and keep all of your reservations organized in one place. No more digging through old emails to access those reservations. With Campspot, they are always right at your fingertips. It is time to book those 2022 camping trips right now, believe it or not. To find your camp spot, visit campspot.com today. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We've got more tips for beating the winterization blues. In the past, we've recommended planning trips. I mean, obviously, that's a really fun way to get through the winterization blues, and it helps you, dream of trips to come and the summer ahead.
Can we just talk to our new listeners real quick? Because it's not just a fun way to get through the winter. It's also pretty necessary to do a lot of your camping reservations early. So that's something that a lot of our new RVers unfortunately learned the hard way this past year, is that if they hadn't had reservations from over the winter, they didn't have reservations.
Somebody I work with told me yesterday they're going to go to Great Smoky Mountains for spring break.
Yeah.
And I was like,
you were like, ooh,
you gotta
have reservations.
I was like, get on it.
Yeah.
Get on it.
So
things have changed.
It's just something that, it's like, okay, oh, we all know that to plan your RV trips. No. Actually, this is a thing that all RVers do. And so if you wait, you're behind.
If you wait for key times, spring break, Memorial Day, July 4th. I'm not buying into the RV media story that every campground is booked all the time and there's nowhere to camp. That is not true.
No, it's not true. But the very popular places get booked
they
up
do.
In advance.
But my tip here is, if you're, more of a full hookups camper or whatever, plan a mooch docking trip, okay? Plan a trip where you're going to do a short camping trip where you stay at a friend's house, a family member's house, somebody you know that has a farm. I'm not talking even Harvest Host necessarily. I think that all of us know somebody where you could do a little free trip in their driveway, in their backyard, in some cool location. Use your RV to the maximum of its capabilities.
Yeah, right? Just make sure that you know that the place is okay for your RV, because plenty of people will be like, oh, over the years, we've had so many people be like, oh, you can come and you can bring your RV and you can just stay in your RV. And we're like,
town ordinances.
Yeah. And you're like, no.
Nosy neighbors.
Like, we could never get up your driveway or
scope
down
it out
your driveway. Yeah.
Literally ask for pictures. Oh, can you take a picture of the spot where you think I'm going to go?
I'm going to come and I'm going to stay there for free. And if you could take pictures, that would be great.
But, you know, the whole concept of like the Harvest Host camping, the off-road, the off-grid, that's popular now, and part of it's popular in response to the overcrowding at campgrounds. And at the same time, there are really cool opportunities to camp in non-traditional ways. So plan a mooch docking trip. Why not? Number six, my sixth tip for beating the winterization blues, is to download the new National Park Service app. Now, I have to give credit to Rova Magazine, because somehow I missed the fact that the National Park Service has a new app out. And apparently it is robust and has all kinds of great content. This National Park Service app, like when you're driving from one location to the other, something will pop up and tell you that there's an NPS site nearby. It also lists all the NPS sites. It's a great tool for finding all of the different NPS units that are like going beyond the most famous ones, Yellowstone, Yosemite, Glacier, et cetera, et cetera.
This is what the app, you remember the app like Ranger or like Hey Ranger?
Oh, Ranger.
They were, unfortunately, it just didn't get developed as far as it should have. But that was the initial concept of that, was just all of these park sites that aren't Yellowstone, right? And you're... they're all around you and they're really interesting. So it's great that the National Park Service has decided to do this. And it also helps them deal with the narrative that everything's overcrowded. Send people to your less popular locations.
And build campgrounds there, NPS. Okay, if there's no sites available at Yosemite, then add some campgrounds at some other spots so you redirect traffic. I would really like to see that happening. So tip number seven, you can camp in the winter. Particularly, I'm saying this to all the new RV owners and new RV Atlas listeners out there. Even if you're in the Northeast, there are some options open. There are some campgrounds open. It's not as many as I would like. I think more places should stay open. But you can camp in the winter. We have a whole podcast with 12 great tips on how to camp in the winter.
Yeah.
I'm going to link to that in the show notes.
We've done it quite a lot and we really had a lot of fun, especially when it was easy for us because we had the seasonal site because they were open. Like our rig was just there so we could go and we could do winter camping. So that made it a lot easier.
Because we didn't have to drive back and forth and worry about icy roads.
Right. So, but it's fun. We have friends that are winter camping now as seasonal.
Our friend Andy and her family have become like they camp more in the winter than in the summer.
That's what she said, her camping season starting because they're dealing with the whole like sports thing. So they're basically embracing snow activities when they camp and everything. So that's really fun. But I would also just say here, yes, winter camping, but also something that has been more enjoyable to me over the years than anything else over the winter, because this is how I am, is go camp in a warm destination. I'm serious. Like it just, you can tow your winterized RV to a warm place and de-winterize there. It's not hard. We know podcast listeners that we've met that do it from Michigan, right?
The growers.
Every winter. They just take off and they drive
down to Fort Wilderness
to where it's warm. And I love a warm weather getaway in the winter. It like changes me. I get like that little boost for the rest of the long haul of the winter. So go to a warm location.
All the kids out of school for a few days. Something we've always been willing to do. Okay, tip number eight. Watch Patrick Botticelli's entire YouTube series on his New Jersey Outdoor Adventures YouTube channel, which has like over 200,000 subscribers. It's a super popular, you know, RV-centric YouTube channel. He has a whole series on him renovating his 1961 Airstream Bambi. He came on the show at the beginning of on this podcast. He came on at the beginning of that process about 2.5 years ago. So about 2.5 years ago, he bought a 1961 Airstream Bambi, not in god awful shape, but needing a complete overhaul. And now 2.5 years later, he just put out the video with the final, like the walkthrough of the completed Bambi. And I watched this video of everything he did to this Bambi. Frankly, I'm amazed. It was a labor of love. He put incredible passion and knowledge into it. Also, he's a kind of an Airstream insider. So he has like access to knowledge, information, the history. He did an amazing job. I think it's one of the coolest like YouTube series that's out there that's RV centric. And Patrick, I talked to him about it recently. He said that if it wasn't for the lockdown, it may have taken him 2 more years to do this.
Yeah, he had some time on his hands.
When he was locked down, when we were all locked down and where he worked was closed, it literally became like, I don't want to speak for him. I think it became like his full-time job.
Right. No, he said, I remember talking to him about it and he was just there working all day. So that's amazing.
And he's got some amazing modern equipment in it, like a Truma Combi for hot water and heat. And then he made some other decisions, you know, not to have like an air conditioning unit on it because the original didn't. And he thought it would ruin the look, though he pre-wired for the air conditioning, right? Like he's so thoughtful about it. If he ever decides like, oh, bad decision, I want AC. So it's on New Jersey Outdoor Adventures. And he's got this whole series on renovating the Bambi. Even if you're not someone that would do this yourself, it's still really fun and interesting.
I want Patrick to do it for me with a Bambi so I can have it in my backyard office.
I know. He says in the video how much he went all in for financially.
I have to listen.
I won't say it. I'll make you go watch it. Do you want to guess? Like from buying it and all the money he put into it. I mean, he said it on the video. So
65. Am I right?
Oh my God, it was 65.
Oh, really? Yeah, I'm good at numbers.
How did you do that?
honestly, that's like what I think it would cost.
That's crazy.
Because I thought about what it would cost me to get a Bambi.
Steph Golly.
Renovated. I really had no idea.
You're a strange one. Okay. We have 4 more tips for beating the winterization blues.
I make you so nervous.
You make me really nervous from the time I wake up to the time I go to bed. But before we do so, we have a sponsored message from our friends at GoRVing. GoRVing's newly designed website, GoRVing.com, is packed with all of the information you need to get started and go RVing. Check out GoRVing's Get Started tab to find information from real RVers about buying an RV, renting an RV, finding a campground, and a comprehensive first-timer's toolkit. The Buying an RV section includes a complete guide to buying a new RV and tips for visiting national parks. The Renting an RV section explores your options for trying before buying. The Finding a Campground section lets you search campgrounds by state. The First-Timer's Toolkit is a robust set of blog posts and how-to videos that will turn you into an expert RVer in no time at all. GoRVing's Get Started tab is packed with the content you need to become a more experienced RVer and have fun doing it. And this is just a small sample of the content you will find there. To find out more, head on over to GoRVing.com. All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. Tip number 9. We always tell you every winter, get outside.
This is the most important thing.
I don't care how cold it is. Do winter sports. Go for walks in the woods.
Get warm clothes I walk.
You're
I
so
walk
good at this.
Every single day, I get outside.
Last winter, I did good at it.
Yeah.
And this winter, I'm a little bit not doing good.
I get outside and it makes all the difference in like just how I feel during the day. Like I know the days that I don't, if I go to the gym instead or whatever, and I feel the difference. So I really try to get a significant at least 30 minutes outside every day.
So my spin on this tip, though, is like I think you have to have a great pair of gloves. Like I did,
you do
comfortable,
and I don't because I just replaced my North Face ones that I lost with another pair that I just randomly bought at Dick's, and they stink. So now I have to go.
Well, they stink.
My hands were cold all this morning. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
I'm going to get you a pair. Oh,
so annoying.
Well, I'm recommending a pair right now.
Okay.
I thought you were good to go with gloves. I'm sorry.
I'm so upset with
at
myself.
At REI, I bought a pair of gloves by Outdoor Research for $40. I think I got them on sale for $30, but they're back at $40 now. They're called the Flurry Gloves by Outdoor Research, constructed of alpine wool. Okay. And it has the sensor fingertips where like you can operate
your phone. You have to have those.
And they're always a little clunky, but yes,
but
I can turn up the volume or go to my next podcast.
Or hit play or whatever.
These are so cozy and comfortable. I don't don't like super thick gloves at all, and I hate gloves that are too thin and your hands are cold. So for me, the Flurry gloves by Outdoor Research, available at Outdoor Research's website or at REI, I have loved these, and I'll put a link into the show notes. Okay, tip number 10 for beating the winterization blues. Now, we're telling you to go outside, to spend time outside. Now, I know like Stephanie and I go for walks and we listen to podcasts. So I want to recommend some other podcasts besides ours that I think our audience would like. Now, How I Built This with Guy Raz is a great podcast. And I know, you know, a lot of you probably even listen to it. He interviews founders of companies and they tell their founding stories. I just love this podcast, but I want to actually recommend two specific episodes that I think that our audience might really, really like. So, he interviewed the CEO and founder of Rad Power Bikes. And e-bikes are becoming more popular among RV owners. I think they're going to become really, really popular with RV owners. I mean, think about it. Like,
oh, they're a perfect.
If you have a motorhome and you have an e-bike, yeah, you might not need to tow a car behind you, depending on where you're 100%, going.
No, 100%. Yeah.
Now, the founder and CEO of Rad Power Bikes, his name is Mike Radenbaugh. I'm just realizing that Rad is in his name. Oh my God, I'm about to slap myself on the forehead. Okay.
Just making connections here for you.
He's
folks.
32 years old. He's basically run the company his entire adult life. He got into e-books as a e-bikes as a teenager and started the company a bunch of years ago. And
That's so funny, because the joke about founders is always that they like fail, you know, like however many times before
he didn't. I mean, Rad Power Bikes is huge. They dominate.
High five, Mike.
I think they have 25% of the market share, and then the rest is divided up among like dozens of people. Really cool guy. Really interesting founder story. And I have to say, you and I tested Rad Power Bikes about a month ago, and it was like amazing. They were awesome. They were so much fun. I want them so badly. They are a bit expensive, but
you're not getting a Rad Power Bike until construction at the house is done and the garage isn't like it is.
That could be like 2 years from now.
Our garage is right now doing a lot of heavy lifting, and it cannot. Oh. I'm sorry. Just accept and move on. Okay.
But what if I purge and throw out a bunch of camping stoves?
It's impossible. You say you're going to do that all the time.
Anyway, obviously e-bikes are becoming more popular across the population.
They are.
But I also think in the RV community,
of incredible value, I think, for certain people. Yes, the price tag, it's not a cheap purchase, which is why I'm like, no, I think that you suggested that it be like Christmas, Father's
Birthday,
Day. You were like, retirement. Oh, you know, a bundle for the next year. And I was like, no.
I had you interested. Okay.
Because it's a great product. There's no way that we wouldn't use that.
To me, I've always said I wanted a motorhome. I'm not dying to tow a car behind a motorhome. So to have a motorhome and to have two Rad Power Bikes once the kids are out of the house, I think we could do a lot of stuff with those.
Once the kids are out of the house, he says, as we have our 8-year-old going off to school every day. Once the kids are out of the house.
Max and Theo will probably need to be booted out at age 30 too. Then if you dig back deeper into the How I Built This podcast, one of my single most favorite interviews with anybody is Guy Raz's interview with Yvon Chouinard, the founder of Patagonia. I am so inspired by this man. I'm so inspired by this company. And I know a lot of you think, oh, it's just like this elite, expensive, you know, company that makes these products for hipsters or whatever. Do me a favor, just go listen to the interview with him. He has such an interesting take on capitalism, on business.
One of the best episodes ever. But hey, it's also unfair, like, to have that idea. Like, Patagonia stopped making business, like company wear, like branded company wear. Do you know why? Because people didn't, like, if you gave it out at an event, then people didn't wear it afterwards. So Patagonia stopped making branded logos for companies, like everybody gets their vest for whatever, the Tampa RV show or whatever. They stopped because they were like, it's wasteful. Not because they weren't making money doing it. Every company wants to put their logo.
The only company I've ever heard where the CEO is like, don't buy a lot of our stuff.
No, right. Everything that they do stands behind the message that they stand out.
And keep them for decades.
And then they have their reusable program where it's like you can repair. Yeah.
And this is not BS, guys. Like, when Max and Theo were two, my cousin bought them two Patagonia fleeces, which I'm sure were expensive. They lasted for years, until Max and Theo outgrew them.
Yep.
Then we gave both of them to Wes.
Yeah.
Then they Wes wore them.
The single most well-designed fleas that I've ever purchased.
And they looked brand new. Wes wore them for multiple years.
Yep.
He had both.
And then
he outgrew them. Then we passed them on.
To friends. Yeah.
To friends who then used them. This is incredibly well-made clothing. That is, to me, actually, I think Patagonia clothing's cheap. I'm going to say something crazy.
I know. The problem is, I always say, jacket, I hate buying quality clothes for the boys because...
Well, for kids, it's tricky, but
they grow out.
But if you're willing to spend it forward or whatever that phrase is, if you're willing to say, well, I'm going to buy my kid a nice Patagonia coat and then give it to my nephew.
Or if you're the type of person that can resell online. Like, I just am somebody that, like, the thought of putting a fleece up on, like, Marketplace for $10 gives me hives.
People make profit selling their Patagonia clothes.
No, I know.
So if you're that kind
of person, then that's a really good.
I have a $120 Patagonia jacket, and I'm telling you, it will last me. I will be wearing it for a decade. All right.
Okay, but we were just talking about the episode.
But anyway, look, I know a lot of you are outdoorsy and maybe into Patagonia. It was just a great interview. Now, I have another podcast to recommend for your winter walks where you're wearing your outdoor research gloves, okay? It's called Hello Nature. It's a podcast produced by REI, and REI is like into the podcast game. They're doing some cool stuff. It's an 8-episode series about diversity, or shall we say lack thereof, in our national parks and in the great outdoors in America. So the host, who never really went to a national park until she was in her early 20s, visits 8 different national parks and tells different stories about the history of the parks and diversity or exclusion. Every episode is really, really kind of different, but it's all tied around this theme of diversity in the parks, which is something I can certainly get behind because I really believe that the great outdoors is for all of us, and all of us should feel comfortable and safe in the great outdoors. And unfortunately, not everybody does, and that bothers me. So this is a great, great podcast by REI. Okay, number 12. Stephanie has a recommendation for an RV rally.
It's a rally. Yeah. Well, actually, let's say I can give you 2 opportunities to come see me. How about that?
Wowza.
Conquer the winterization blues. Come see me. I'm going to be in Tampa. The RV Super Show. Now I'll be at here's the tricky part is you may see me, right? I'll be running around doing a lot of stuff with my team in terms of content. But there is a road pass booth. So the folks, y'all know my day job is with Road Pass, which is, Road Trippers, Togo RV, Campendium, Our Village. We're going to have a booth there. I'm going to be there a lot. So you can come say hi if you're going to be at the RV Super Show. But then I'm also going to
Will you sign books?
Of course. I mean, if somebody comes up to me with our book, I'll sign it. Yes.
But you're not there to sign.
I'm not doing a book. There's no planned book signing. Honestly, I'm going to be working a lot. Like, I'm going to be running around.
Now you just discouraged everybody. Come find her.
Come find me. Come say hi. I don't want to be discouraging because it's warm. I love Florida in the winter. I really do. I can feel like the snowbird in me. And I'm also going to be at the Our Village Rally in March. Okay. So the Our Village Rally is happening March 9th through 13th. 2022. It's called The Spirit of the Road, and it is in Live Oak, Florida. Some of you may know in Live Oak, there is a very unique campground called the Sewanee Music Park. We've actually reviewed it on the podcast. So you can go listen to Casita Dean
for sure.
Review of this. This is a really popular campground for events. It is enormous. Like, I am talking absolutely huge with like just tons of different event spaces and everything. So we're going to be there from the 9th to the 13th. You can get your tickets. Now, the thing is, I can't tell you how much it costs because the range is so great, right? So here's the thing. You could get like a 1-day no camping single person pass to just come for like $39.99, okay? Or you could get like a all access single person pass for $99.99, right? Like, you're not camping there. Or you could get a 50-amp like full hookup for 2 adults for like 400 something, right? So like, there's a variety of different site types, and depending on the site type, you're going to pay a different amount. But basically, I would say the range is from like $39.99 to like $439.99. Okay. The rally is 4 full days. And on three of those days, the whole day is packed with programming. So,
educational RV programming.
Mm-hmm, yep. Okay. Like there's going to be actually three master classes going on by three different people that are like experts in like the Flipping Nomad. I'm not sure if anybody knows her.
She's huge.
Courtney,
yeah.
She's huge. She's great. Like Courtney is doing a master class on RV renovation. So that'll be every day. There's like an hour and a half,
like,
an hour and a half,
like
an hour and a half.
That's like reason enough to go for a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah. There's going to be another masterclass on like RV electricity, right? So there's like really, if there's like very, you know, like educational topics, but then there's also going to be live music every day. There's going to be, you know, happy hours every day. There is actually, this might be interesting to our listeners, there's actually a family camp. So they like separate areas. And if you go through a certain link on the website, you can just go to, let me say, rvillagerally.com for all this information. But the family camp, they're actually setting up an area for people that are going with kids so that like you can be camping in the same area as anybody else who's going with kids, right? And there's going to be lots of activities. There's going to be kids camp there like during the day with different activities going on. So this is not the first Our Village
Rally.
So in
other words, you could leave your kids there and go do something.
Yeah. Yeah. There's going to be different kid activities throughout. There's going to be dances. Family camp is, let me say, like lots of the get-togethers.
But you're going for the dancing though.
Yeah, no, you won't see me dancing there. And kids under 18 are free with those prices that you're paying for the adults so they can go. So really, this is not the first Our Village Rally. They've done these before. They're super fun. People love them. This is just my first Our Village Rally. So I'll be there. You can come say hey.
Okay. And that's going to be in March. And we'll link to that in the show notes to this episode as well.
Right, so there are 12 ways that we hope that you can use to conquer, destroy,
overcome
the winterization blues in 2022.
My favorite, of course, being just leave winter and go find the sun somewhere.
Oh, man. Oh, man. So you're saying we're going to go to Florida? Oh, you're going to Tampa. I might be going to Tampa.
You might be.
We're not sure.
Yeah, we have to figure that out.
Childcare, yeah. Work, blah, yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
We got to figure it out.
Got to see what's going
maybe
on.
Maybe you will be
maybe
able
I'll,
to
what how about this? I'll skip Tampa, watch the kids, but then I'll come to the Spirit of Sewanee with you and do the dancing.
Oh, you'll be the dancer there. Yeah, guys, come see Jeremy dance at the rally.
That sounds like a cool rally. I mean, it really does. It sounds pretty awesome.
No, it's going to be fun. So you can come hang out. It'll be a good time. All right. All right.
We'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.
A big thank you for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas. And a big thanks to our sponsors.
To Jayco, the Thetford Corporation, Camp Spot, Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts, and our friends at Ocala Marion County in Florida.
To find out more about the topics discussed in this show, visit thervatlas.com.
And join the friendliest group of RVers over at the RV Atlas Group on Facebook.
And if you enjoyed this show, please consider leaving us a review over at iTunes.
And we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.